Welcome back.
Welcome to the Tay Time podcast. Hope everyone is good. Hope you guys are having a great time. Hope you guys have been enjoying everything that's been happening. I hope you guys enjoyed last week's
episode.
Oh my
god. From the previous week.
It's like we lied. We recorded it yesterday.
Yeah.
Because right now we are back in our house. Chilling, but we have just been on a trip. We're not gonna tell you where because
you're gonna have to wait.
That's gonna be another episode on its own, obviously.
Well, obviously, if you're like a follower of either of our pages, like you will see.
And yeah, you
should
know.
Follow. You should follow me.
Yeah, you should be following her. She's the one. I don't post anything in my stories, but that is a nice segue into my weekly send up, which is the fact that I am very happy with the trip that has happened. Boom.
Wow.
Boom.
Do you know, even last week's stand-up, it wasn't that great?
No, but I'm joking. But guys, this was a joke. Guys, oh my God. Like, I felt assaulted. I felt...
Targeted.
Like, yeah. No. This weekly stand-up, which is technically 2 weeks in a same week in a row, but it is whatever it is, what it is. It's actually an interesting one. What's called the news and the story that leaks that the Elden Ring DLC is coming out this February is just getting crazy, guys. I'm really sick of waiting. Because the assumption is Elden Ring came out in February 2 years ago. Came out in February 2 years ago. And obviously, as everyone knows, that was my game of the year. And that was also Nicola's game of the year that year. And it was an amazing game. I shouldn't even play. She just watched me play. And
it wasn't my game of the year, but...
Yeah, it was.
My top three games. It didn't make my top three games.
No, but you said it was the game of the year for that year, remember? Because you were like...
Oh, as in like, this is like the best game that came out.
Yeah.
And like, I know it was between that and God of War, and I was very heavy on its Elden Ring.
Exactly. As if I don't remember. Anyway, yes, Elden Ring, game of the year. And obviously, the thing is like, okay, Elden Ring.
Something my tooth.
Tooth. Elden Ring, game of the year. And everyone is like, yo... Where's that DLC? You know, Shadow of the Erdtree. We want that Shadow of the Erdtree DLC. We've all been waiting. And speculation is having it that's going to drop on the anniversary of the game. So we are all hoping, I'm praying, and I'm sick of waiting because I want to play that guy. I even started playing it again. I think I mentioned this a few weeks back that I started playing it again. And just for fun. And it's just so enjoyable. Such a good game. So well made. Everything's so good. And I'm just waiting. For that DLC. But yeah, that's my weekly stand up. It is my frustration and my anticipation. Ooh, look at that.
Ooh.
But how about you?
Mine is related to this trip that we've been on. And it's
cop out.
No, it's cop the out. Fact that I've started doing this since last summer. So it's actually, this is like a tip and trick, but it's coming in so handy of like taking photos of the fits that I'm going to wear.
You know, funnily kind of works with what we're about to talk about a little bit, but you get what I mean.
Kind of. But, you know, taking pictures of your outfits and like trying them on, it just saves so much time when it comes to like deciding, first of all, what you're bringing with you. It's like, this is what I'm going to wear. I'm not going to deviate from the plan. That much, whatever, depends on how long you're staying. And then, like, you know, you can just like stick through it so easy. You know what you're gonna wear. You know what, like, if you have an itinerary of what you're gonna do, you can, like, okay, does this outfit work for this itinerary or not? And like, swap them around, switch them around, which is like, it's just so handy. So, guys, take photos of your outfits.
That's assuming you're a fashionista like her.
I'm not a fashionista, though.
Yeah, but most people don't care. Like, they're just like, I'm just going to bring this set of clothes and I'm going to go on this holiday and
I wear whatever. That. I get that.
You know, the same
way
they go about their life. They're like, these set of clothes, I take my clothes out, I wear them. So, some people are looking at you like...
I get it, right? But the thing is, and I'm saying this for people who, like, you know... get overwhelmed with the amount of things that they want to pack. I've always overpacked because I'm always like, oh, maybe I'll wear this. Maybe I'll wear this. Maybe I'll, you know, and I feel like I've always overpacked and had just way too much stuff that I didn't end up liking because I feel like they didn't even go together. Mm. Like, I don't like some outfits are fine because I'm like, I don't care. I'll just throw something on. But if I want to go somewhere nice or, you know, I want to take some photos, I want to look like put together from with the clothes that I have. So I think this is just a good tip and trick of not overpacking and just having your like outfits with you.
If you're a fashion icon, a fashionista, oh my god. Me personally, I just toss shit into my suitcase.
Yeah, that's funny. We literally spent an hour of you trying.
Yeah, no, but I did it because Nicoletta does it, not because I do it. Like, let's be honest. I usually, like, literally most of the time, I literally just, like, I know my clothes are all good. So I just, like, put stuff in a suitcase, and I'm like, this will work. But this time, I was like, let's do it like her.
Yeah, let me try it. Let me make sure it works, you know?
You know, let's see.
So you want to tweak a little headband, you know, tweak a little tee.
Well, it is also kind of a lie because unlike her, most of the time, to be honest, for most of our trips, like, I know what pieces I have and I instantly already have a mental image of how it's going to look like in my head, you know, together. And I just instantly am like, okay, I'll wear this.
I get that because that's how I kind of come up with my outfits anyway, but it's just seeing it visually and I'm like, okay, I'm going to take a photo of it, sort it.
Yeah.
Anyways, enough about the stand-up. But that was an extra tip for you guys. On to the topic of today, which was chosen by Farouk, which is...
fitness and getting your summer body ready. Because we all know you guys are already a month into New Year, New Me, whatever bullshit. And it's flopped. I know you flopped. Most of you flopped. No. Because it doesn't work that way. If you weren't consistent before this, how the fuck are you consistent now? You got to get into the right mindset. And that's what I'm here. I'm here to put on sauce. Take it from me. The sources, trust me, bro. Because I'm clearly not a fitness guru. Like, look at me. I have mid-physique. Like, but this mid-physique was still attained through work. Okay? So, like, you know, the point is I kind of know what I'm doing a little bit. And she obviously knows what she's doing, too. So, like, we're like, why don't we just spew some advice for some of you that might be... in this time, because we do know, like, you get to that point in February sometimes, like, we've all been there, like, when you decide I'm gonna be healthier, and then you're there in February, you're like, I kind of did a bit in January, I did slip up a few times, and I just feel
I want to be more consistent,
you know, I want to be like, I really want to give this my all, but I just feel well, we're here, buddy, but chin up, little Padawan. We're gonna teach you wagwans, you know.
We will teach you. No, obviously, before we jump into it, we are not qualified. Do not take this advice.
Yes, don't take any of this advice.
Like, Bible.
No, literally, like, take none of it.
Nothing is research, fact checked. Nothing.
It's all parody.
Experience. It's just our experience.
It's not an experience. I made it up. No,
it's our experience. But on the bright side, right? If you're looking to get, like, loose, shed some weight. And this is gonna be specifically shedding some weight.
Yeah.
Not gaining. I don't like we're. Not there right now. That's not the topic we're having right now. But if you're looking to shed some weight for the summer, February, March, April is a good time to start. Yep. Like, give yourself a solid 12 weeks, which is what, 3 months?
Yeah, exactly. 3 months. Yeah.
Solid, like, give yourself that time because that's when you actually will see really good results.
Well, like, good, decent results.
Decent results, yeah, right? Yeah, for, like, result. Your regular person, you will see a big change. If you're not someone who goes to the gym all the time or looking to start, 12 weeks is a good time to, like, goal. Like, goal.
And also, it's a nice, good consistency as well. Kind of
get
into that, you know, habit, 90 days, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah, no, 100%. And, like, you know, February, March is still not too late to start. So this is very, this episode is very relevant.
To you.
To you, our listener. Okay, so the first kind of, like, thing we're going to talk about is the cycle itself. So more like, you know, the workouts. Just the workouts part.
Just the workout part. So what I've been doing, like, obviously take everything with yourself, you know, like, how you should really cater things towards your own physique. So, like, for me, it's like, yo, I've been training 7 days a week, like, now pretty much consistently. Like, the gym is my life. I have nothing else to do in my life, guys. I've been training 7 days a week due to the fact that I've been trying to hit shoulders more often. So I've literally split like my workout into, like, core body parts, quote unquote, like, as in, don't get me wrong, like, essentially I'm training chest and triceps, and I'm training, like, shoulders and triceps again, you know, like, then I'm training back, and then I'm training legs, and then I'm training shoulders again, I know, a second time, and then I will train, like, chest and, like, back once more together that day, you know, with biceps. Obviously, every time I do back, I do biceps, and then do triceps again, and then I'll do legs again, and then on those legs I will also do shoulders. I do shoulders 3 times a week, you know, and I kind of rotate it in different ways. So I'm essentially, because, like, I know, and I do shoulders, I do everything twice a week, and then I do shoulders 3 times a week, because, like, shoulders are definitely a little bit more of my genetic weak point. So I'm like, yo, let me try to blow these things up more. So, like, I'm really trying to focus in on that. And what I'm doing is I'm doing my session really focusing on like that weight, that time under tension. I'm really making sure that I'm getting the most out of everything. Like I'm going to failure pretty much every set I'm doing. Like, you know, like every set I'm going to failure, you know. And like, obviously if you are newer, I wouldn't recommend that. I'd say like, dude, go near failure, but don't go. And then on your final set, go to failure, you know?
But so, I think that's a very common thing actually that I've talked with other people who have been to the gym and kind of saying like, oh, I can, you know, do this for like 20 reps. And I'm like, no, you need to do more weight, because people, yeah, like they're not really used to training to failure or pushing themselves a little bit harder. So I think that's important to note. Like,
absolutely. No, it's very important. Know? Like you need to make sure that you are finding it hard, but not too hard that like you're only getting like 2 reps. Like what I always do is like, I have to make sure I can always get at least 6 reps of it. Mm-hmm. And then I really try to push for like 8, 9. And when I say 8 or 9, that's just an arbitrary number. Mm-hmm. The point is just that after that 6, every rep is like I'm pushing it and I'm pushing it hard until I can't push no more. Mm-hmm. Then I stop, you know, like literally because I can't, you know. Mm-hmm. And then that way you're really getting the most out of it. You're really getting, and like I've seen some good growth out of that, actually doing that. Like I've been doing it for a while, but and I've seen a lot more better growth during that. And it's been really great. And then obviously like after every session of weight training, I instantly do cardio. Mm-hmm. I do, whether it's 20 minutes incline walk or whatever, or like maybe like cycling, or maybe like assault bike. I started doing that again. Freaking hate that machine, but I love it at the same time.
When I think like, of an assault bike, I just picture you.
Oh my god,
like you are assault bike babe.
It's so warrior. Good. It is so good. Like you get a workout and you get cardio.
I don't like it.
Like it, yeah, because it's painful.
I'm a stairmaster.
Like yeah, you stick are, to what I know. You know, it's painful, but it works, guys. Yeah. I'm telling you, if you have an assault bike, do it. Do the intervals. Start off with like maybe 10. Even 60, like, you know, 10 seconds on, 60 seconds off. Okay. Like, you might think, oh my God, 60 seconds of resting. Once you do your third set of it, then you're going to be like, oh my God, thank God, it's 60 seconds of rest. And that's when you start. And then eventually you can do like 30, 20, 20, whatever, 20, 40, whatever works for you. You know, mm-hmm. Figure out what works for you. But essentially, I do cardio after. And then I do abs. And then that's my session there. And you think it would take long, but because I'm really just doing like, for example, when I'm doing like chest, I'm doing 3 to 4 exercises, you know, and then like 2 triceps exercises. So it's like 5 exercises in total or so, or maybe 6 exercises. It doesn't take more than an hour, you know, and then you have like 30 minutes for cardio slash abs, you know, like, you know, 20, 25 minutes of the thing, and then 5 minutes for abs or 10 minutes of abs. You really don't need that much more, mm-hmm. you know, because I do the ab rollers or they do like weighted ab crunches. You really don't need more than that, honestly, because in the end of the day, abs are made in the kitchen, quote unquote, whatever. You know, like once you're lean, everybody has abs. Like you're just trying to build the muscle to make it more defined and so on and so forth. So like cardio is really the main thing, and then that's it. Like that's you, it sounds so simple, but it like it's one, it's about being consistent with it, and then two, it's about pushing every single time you get into the gym. How about yourself? For the girlies at home, what are you doing? What's your cycle?
I'm not willing to share my secrets.
She's like, you didn't pay me enough for this. This is not not gated against Patreon, so you're not paying for this info.
I think before I jump into like what I do, obviously, I think it's important to have like set yourself a workout routine that you're willing to stick to.
Absolutely.
You know, like don't have like I'm going to gym 7 days a week. That's really not that easy. I think it works for us because we do nothing else with our lives. We literally work and just go to the gym. But I think like there's been loads of weekends where we're like away or like whatever, and that's our break.
Before we started going gym 7 days a week, there was before this, I was only going to gym 3 to 4 times a week.
That's
like that was my cycle at the time, because I didn't need anything more than 3 to 4 times a week. I was going like, oh, I have 4 times. And then I just take not a 3-day break, but like essentially I had to go like 1 day break, 1 day break, 1 day break, you know, and then maybe do it a weekend. Thing.
You have to understand your own schedule too.
Yeah.
Like you might simply not have the time, and be so real, be so fucking for real with yourself. Like if you're working a really hard, long day, are you really going to want to be going to the gym? Probably not. So do on a day when you're like less busy. If weekends work for you, that's okay. But I think in terms of like cardio, definitely I would say like 4 to 5 workouts a week, even if it's at home, like some high intensity,
you know, or even just like going for a long walk, like an hour or something, like, you know, 40 minutes to an hour. Like, you know, like we go on walks even in the evening, like because we train in the mornings, and then we'll go for like a 40 minute walk in the evening. Like, you know, it makes a massive, like you think, oh, like, but what is, it makes a, like when you're doing nothing, you're your whole day, doing something makes a big difference on your body.
For sure. And going into the office and sitting down isn't doing something.
Yes.
I'm just going to be real. Like, that's just what we do at home. You know, yeah. We sit down and work at a desk. Like, but going outside is, like, really important for, like, fresh air, like, stimulating the brain, like, whatever. Whatever. But have something that you can stick to. You know, that's the main thing. And that you're not going to beat yourself down if you don't achieve it. So make it very beginner friendly for yourself.
Absolutely.
For myself, I'm like, I like a minimum 5 days in the gym a week. That's the goal. If it happens to be more, then good for me. If it doesn't, it doesn't. And like, it's not always gonna be like perfect. Like, you know, we're going on a trip. That's not part of my 5 days a week. Like, I'm just gonna plan to walk a lot, you know, but that's not like I've been to the gym kind of thing. I like to do ideally 3 leg days a week, just because that's my weak point. Like Farouk said, he shows.
No. 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 She just wants a big ED.
That's the thing. Like, I think trained for what you want. I've always been someone who's trained, like, you know, top to bottom my whole life in the gym. And now I'm like, I'm done. I'm kind of done with that. I'm happy where I'm at. I'm not going to neglect body parts. But, you know, I want
to
focus.
That's on why she's wearing her gym top, to show you her guns.
I don't really have anything there, but like I do like, you know, 2 to 3 leg days a week, and then I do like 1 to 2 upper body days, and I like 2 cardio days because I just love the idea of going to the gym and just being on the Stairmaster for 40 minutes or on the treadmill for 40, whatever it is. Do you know what I mean?
However long I'm in the gym for.
However long, yeah, that's the thing. And then what I'm also trying to do is maybe add like a yoga session at home in my week, just because I feel like that keeps me very like grounded. Very like grounded. I just find it so relaxing. The stretches are really good on the muscles. Like, I just don't see any cons, you know. I've always loved yoga, even at my peak gym routine. Peak
gym routine.
So like, I would say now I'm at my peak because I train a lot better than I did, but I would go to the gym like twice a day and stuff, so whatever. But anyways, that's my split. That's what I do.
See, she didn't really say. I gave you like the little bit of nooks and crannies. She's not giving the full thing because she generally doesn't want to share. She's like, this is how I get better. I'm not giving you my secret sauce.
No, but like, okay, what do you want to know? Like, what do you want to know?
Well, what do you do?
Like, I go to the gym and I come back.
What exercises do you do?
Well, like, it depends, you know. Avoiding the question. No, guys, I'm not gatekeeping. I've never gatekept.
No, honestly, it really depends. Like, if you guys are interested, maybe in like the breakdown of our workouts,
there's a lot of things that you do that
I do so much.
You do for yourself. There's a lot of things that I do for myself.
If you guys are interested in like the breakdowns of what like our workouts are like, let us know, and we'll make an episode of that.
On Patreon.
No, I'm joking. It'll be free. But honestly, do let us know if you are interested in us actually breaking down our workouts and like what we're doing. Like, you know, obviously Nicoletta can do it for the girls and whoever wants a bunda. I will tell you for the guys and whoever wants to just have a mid physique and we just go like that, you know?
That's the thing. And like, I think it's also a little bit difficult to cater a workout. Like, if we're saying it, that's not really gonna really help anyone who's starting off.
Yeah.
I feel like it's gonna throw them off. But if you're already a gym person, that could be useful to you. Whatever. Then do you have any advice for like feeling a little lazy some days in a week, you know, and not like giving it your all? Do you think showing up is more important than
don't? What you mean?
Just don't get lazy.
Just don't. Like, guys, there are times I'll literally be tired and I'll be like, I gotta go to gym. And I just go in and I just work. And then I work and get the freak out. You know, like,
you think showing up is like the most you can do.
Yeah, like once you get into there and you start pushing weight, you will have the energy. Mm. Like, you just have to get in there first and start moving the weight, and then you'll be like, okay, now I gotta go. Mm-hmm. Like showing up is so important. Just getting into that gym space, getting that mindset, start pushing the weight, and you're like, okay, I gotta go in. Like, I'm already here, so I might as well make my time worth instead of wasting my time. You know, like, it's a different story if you're like, you go there and you're not feeling the best, then you're like, mm-hmm. okay, let me just actually just get out of here, like, and not mm-hmm. waste time. But if you're in there and like you're already started moving and there's nothing wrong with you, bro, just push the weight, just move, move. You know, like showing up is so important. And like, I think you just have to get out of bed, do whatever, and just like, all right, let me get this shit done. You know, like, honestly,
I agree with you. Showing up, regardless of what it is you do, even if you do one exercise and then walk on the treadmill, you did something rather than be at home. You know, you showed up for yourself. Because there are days when I'm genuinely like feeling kind of lazy in the gym and I'm kind of like maybe doing a little less weight. And then I'm like, oh, just go for a walk. But I still feel better that I went out and did it than if I just stayed at home.
Yeah.
You know, so show up for yourself. That's very, very important.
Show up for yourself.
And then what's your advice for becoming a morning gym person?
Only do it if you actually are a morning person. Honestly, like,
you're not though. So what's the advice?
Me, I'm an any day person, so I don't really care. So like, guys, I can go.
You like being up late.
Like, yeah, I like being up late, but also wake up early, so it doesn't really matter to me. Like,
you're not getting
like,
enough rest.
You know, work on yourself, guys. Don't focus on me. No, honestly, like, you just like do go to the gym the time that suits you. Like, whether it's busy or not, like, just because the thing is, you're not going to get an effective workout if you can't work out during the time that your body's going to be effective in. Mm-hmm. If your body's not effective in the morning, like, you're not going to be able to magically change it to be effective. Like, you can, don't get me wrong. You can, if you go to the morning enough times, your body will adapt. You can train your body. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying, like, if time doesn't allow it, or you're just like, this is just, it takes too much of a mental, slugfest for you to like get over something, just go in the evenings. Yeah. You know, especially if you're starting out, go at the time that suits you best, as in like when you're like, okay, up and at them, I can do this. You know, whether it's in the morning, whether in the evening, whether it's when in the afternoon.
Because I feel like a lot, the question that I hear all the time from people asking is, how do you get up in the morning and do it, right? So I understand that, like, you know, like, go to cater to your body. But I think a lot of people would like to be able to.
I guess, like, if you want to be a morning person, just get up in the morning. Force yourself to get up in the morning and just go. Yeah. Like as I said, if you go enough mornings, like, if you do, like, 2 weeks straight of continuously waking up at 6 a.m., brush your teeth, do whatever, get to the gym, however way you get to the gym, and then go to the gym. If you do that for 2 weeks straight, I'm telling you, by the third week, your body is going to be fine with waking up at 6 a.m. You know, like,
that's what I think, because I do think that there's times when you're more efficient, whatever, but I think anyone can become a morning person.
Absolutely.
Personally, I remember when
change your sleep routine.
That too, like, rest is very important. Like, I don't think I couldn't really get a proper workout in if I'm not rested enough. I just be like, frugal, let's just go in the evening. You have to be really realistic there. Like, for me, I need the rest. When I first started going in the mornings, I was like, I feel a little sick, you know, like, I can't lift as much, da da da, whatever. Your body, you'd be so surprised, your body adjusts to it so fast. Like, it can really get used to morning routines very quickly. And your body's, you know, you it can endure a lot more than you think you can.
Oh, absolutely. Like, you know, it's really not that hard. Like, and like, by the way, I'm an outlier, so don't be taking this for a thing. I can sleep for like 3-4 hours and I'll be fine to go to the gym.
That's not
good for muscle recovery though. No. You know, but I'm just saying, like, the point is, and it's just about getting to that routine of like waking up in the morning, doing it, and your body will be like, okay, I can do this. Yeah. You know, but if you want to be the most efficient, you need to start sleeping earlier. Mm-hmm. Like, whether, like, if you're waking up at 6 a.m., you can sleep at any time between 10 and 12, realistically. Like,
your body will be tired.
If you sleep at 12, you'll be fine. I think, like, 6 hours sleep, you're fine.
But that's,
like,
not true, scientifically. On some
people. Well, depending on the person. No, I have now learned that people, like, when it actually comes to, like, sleep, or when they say, like, 6 hours, 8 hours, whatever, it's actually not per night. It's across a time frame.
Well, you know, actually, women require up to 10 more. Hours per
yeah,
day,
exactly.
Per night.
But the thing is, like, it's still through across, like, a time frame. Like, it's like your sleep cycle. It was like a therapist actually explained it to me. It was pretty interesting. But the way it works is, like, your sleep, like, you can literally get less sleep one night, but you can make up for it for sleep one other night. And your body will,
you make up for it. Because you're in a pattern, you do get used to it. But
yeah, absolutely. But either way, forget it, fuck the science right now. The point is, you just try to do whatever
you can
to rest well and then wake up early. Yeah. Just, and then once you wake up early for like 2 weeks straight, it'll be finding easier from there onwards.
I think my biggest motivator is the fact that I know I cannot get an efficient workout if the gym is busy, which is usually in the evenings. And that's just my biggest turnoff of going to the gym in the evenings, unless I'm going to do cardio. I hate it. I hate a busy gym. I hate having to look for equipment or waiting. Like, it's just, it ruins my whole vibe. You know, it's like when you have your workout, but now you can't do it in the order you want, so you have to go home. That's me. Like, I just hate it. I hate it. Yeah. So I'm just going
to
get up and...
Yeah, but don't be turned off by it, because, like, me personally, I actually prefer going to the gym in the evenings, even though I go in the morning, just because... The reason I like going in the morning is because it just frees up so much time in the evening. But I actually prefer going to the gym in the evening. I like when it's busy. I like when there's other people. It gives, like, motivation for me. I don't know. Like, just, like, other people are pushing weight, it's like, yeah, you know, that's a good thing. And all, and obviously, like, I'm the type of person that I have no problem being like, hey, do you mind if I'm working with you? Hey, do you mind if I do this? And
or like, part do that. Of the problem. You you're know, the like, people I hate.
I don't mind doing that, you know, like, so, like, if you're comfortable with that, and you like going in the evenings, feel free to go in the evenings. Yeah. But, like, if you want to go in the mornings, go in the mornings. Like, do whatever suits your time frame.
I think freeing up the time of the evening is such a huge factor, too.
Yeah.
But, anyways, on to the food.
Come on, tell us there, because let's be honest, Nicoletta is better off for this, because once you hear the way I do food, you'll be actually annoyed when you see me lean, because you're like, how the hell?
He's the guy that eats his rice and chicken.
Yeah, so.
Rice and chicken. I think, do you know, like you said, food is like key when it comes to dieting. You cannot, outwork a bad diet.
Yeah, you can't outwork a bad diet.
Yeah, you simply can't. No matter like what you do, you simply can't. But food is key to dieting, right? Because it helps with calories. Like, calories are important. I know people kind of get triggered by that, you know, because it's not intuitive. But I think it's so important to know what's in your food. And I have a list of things that are like, beware of these foods that you think are healthy, but they're really high in calories. Because I think people make like a huge, when they make a switch to eating healthier, but not realizing that, oh, these things are high in calories. So things like peanut butter, almond butter, nuts in general, very high in calories, high in fiber, and great nutrients, but eating like a whole bag, that's like that's your whole day of worth of calories. You know what I mean? Like over 2,000 calories, which is crazy.
That's insane.
Then there's like things like dressings and salads. Like, you know, if you're switching like to salads because it's healthier, lettuce.
Or a lot of salads have a lot of oil.
And dressings like the sauce, the mayo, all that. That's really high in calories. Oils, like you said as well, like while you're cooking with, I understand, you know, cooking with some oil, but deep frying it, have a little think about it. Alcohol, huge in calories. If you're someone who enjoys,
I don't have that problem,
a glass of something, just be aware that that is also calories, you know.
Isn't red wine like the lowest calories or whatever?
I think that's quite high.
Is it quite high?
I think it's spirits that are lower.
Oh, yes, like, yes. Like no, you're right. It's like the wines are high in calories and people don't know, and they take wine with the thing. And then that glass is like 200 calories. You're like, what the?
Yeah, no, precisely. Things like avocados, hummus.
Oh, avocado is a big one.
Yeah,
avocado is a big one.
Yes, it is.
That one I know. Avocado is big. And I don't even like avocado. I just know because there was someone... There's this story when I was working in my previous company, and we used to have like avocado on tap, like the avocados every morning. And then one guy was like talking about how he's trying to like lose weight or whatever. But this guy loves avocados. Like, he was having two avocados every morning with toast, because you know we had the big slices of toast, so he'd have one whole avocado, one avocado for one slice, and then another avocado for one slice. And then he's like, oh yeah, like he's been trying to like, you know, work out, doing a lot of running and doing whatever. And he's like, but he's still been struggling to put off straight. And I was like, you realize like your breakfast alone is like freaking like nearly 1,000 calories, you know? And then he's like, what do you mean? And I was like,
he's like,
I'm eating just like brown bread and avocado. I'm like, no, avocado is like massive in calories, bro. And then he's like, no, it's not. And then we looked it up, and then he was like, holy shit. And I was like, and then you're probably having like other meals throughout the day that you think are low in calories, but actually high in calories. And that's why you're not losing as much weight as you expect. Like, don't get me wrong, he was losing a little bit of weight, but he wasn't losing as much as he was expecting, because he was like, I should be in like this big of a deficit.
And at the start, I think it could be fine because you're making a switch to healthier
Exactly.
choices, which are fine. But you have to really be a little bit mindful of the calories in your food. What I used to do with avocados, because I love avocados, but like I would put in like one avocado or maybe half, whatever, and then I'd mix in with like tomatoes, some a little bit of cheese to kind of like add some volume to the meal, but also so you
feel full.
Yeah, exactly, because like half an avocado is very
feeling
small.
Full is your friend.
Yeah, 100%. Sorry, just on the what other foods that are high in calories. Like fruits, kind of like mangoes, bananas. Bananas are huge in the fitness world. I don't really eat bananas, but like, you know, it's like 60, 70 calories for one. Just think about that. Soda, huge. People love soda. Obviously, if you're going to have one, I guess have the zero
calories,
whatever. Yeah. You know, and other foods like sushi and stuff like you think are kind of healthy, but are kind of
guys,
not.
Come on. There's more rice than there is fish.
So, yeah, portion control is important. So talk us through your portions.
I eat twice a day.
It's the saddest. No, they're delicious meals.
Oh, they're delicious, guys. Right. If you ate them, you'd love them. But like, if I just told you what it was without explaining how I cooked it, you would be like, what? It is literally rice and chicken. I love rice and chicken. Yeah. I love rice. Whether it's Nigerian rice and stew and chicken or just rice I cook up in a certain way with chicken, you know, I just like eating. I love eating rice. I eat rice every day. There was a point I was eating rice like 2-3 times a day all the time.
You can't eat rice after the second time.
Yeah, whatever. And then I like chicken, so like I just love eating it. So like I love rice and chicken. I devour rice and chicken, so I literally eat rice and chicken every day. So I eat it like twice a day pretty much now. Like I'll eat like, because the thing is like I will eat a lot of protein, like big amounts of chicken, because like I can't have other forms of protein, whatever. So like I eat a lot. So, and because I like to feel full, mm-hmm. I am that type of person who likes to feel full. I do kind of like a pseudo intermittent fasting. So what I'll do is in the morning I'll have like a Squares bar, like before gym, to put something in my stomach and drink like a liter of water. And then I'll go to the gym with a liter of water, drink that whole liter of water in the gym, come back home, chill around for a while, drink another liter of water, and then up until lunch. And then like by the time it's lunch, I've already had 3 liters of water. And that's like to keep me, you know, feeling full, you know. And then around 12 o'clock, I'll have my first meal, in which I'll have like maybe 300 grams, 350 grams of rice or something like that. Of like white basmati rice, and then I'll have like, I don't weigh, by the way, I just eyeball it, like, and then I eat like, depending on what chicken I have, whether it's oyster chicken thighs or just like normal chicken, I like, and I've cooked up, you know, I marinate it very well, put it in the oven, it's tasty. And then I eat that, and then I'll eat that again, another 300 or so grams of rice or whatever. Or sometimes Ralu is nice enough, you know, to Nicholas out here thing making me a nice meal, you know, sometimes for dinner instead. And it's around 6 o'clock usually, so that way like it's like I've had the appearance. I would also have had another liter or two of water by the way by the time it's between 12 and 6, so like, you know, I feel like by the time it's 6 I'm already feeling hungry, like I'm usually very hungry, but I'm just like trying to firm it. And then by the time I eat, I'll like drink a lot of water as well, and then I'll firm it again before I go to bed, and then rinse and repeat. Lots of water. But I already drink lots of water normally, so don't think you have to do a copious amount of water like I do. I drink lots of water normally. But if the appearance of drinking lots of water will give you the appearance of feeling full, and then you'll feel good. Mm-hmm. You know, like it's one of those things. So definitely, that's my routine. Wouldn't recommend it. Like, unless you're hardcore. I'm not like, I would not recommend,
you know,
it.
Rice and chicken, you know, sounds depressing, but if you like
if you cook it well and you like it, you'll enjoy it. Like, as in like, because I don't just eat, like, people eat bland like rice and chicken.
Chicken breast.
Like, you know, chicken breast. No, I don't do that. I season my oyster chicken thighs or my chicken legs or whatever, and then I eat that with rice. And it's seasoned. It looks colorful. It looks delicious, you know? I'm enjoying the meal.
Not you salivating right now.
Like, I have one right here behind the camera, guys. I have one left. But that's what I do personally, you know, and it works very well for me. And the reason I do the intermittent fasting as well, by the way, is because I can't eat 3 meals a day. Because, like, usually what they say when you're cutting is, like, eat 3 to 6. They usually actually recommend 6 small meals a day. You know, like, you split your meals.
Like, side dishes. Because, you know, how small can, like, you get for 6 meals?
Yeah, but if you portion size it well, like, portion meals. No, people, I've seen people do it. And but you have to remember, they also eat a frick ton of vegetables. Like,
I don't know. Vegetables is, like, half the thing. I eat a lot of vegetables. And I used to do less smaller portions, but because there was constantly smaller portions, I was constantly hungry.
Yeah, I know.
If I had bigger meals, I was like, I'm satiated for a while.
Yeah, I know. It's definitely like some people, like some, worse for some people, some, it doesn't work for others. But I'm the type of person, like when I eat a meal, I need to eat a big meal. Mm-hmm. Like if I eat a small meal, I feel so much worse. I feel so hungry. So I'd rather eat a whole big meal and feel full. Mm-hmm. You know, feeling full is the goal. And so that's why I only eat two meals, because then I eat two large meals. Mm-hmm. Like guys, each of those meals is like 1,200 calories, you know? Like, that's a lot. Like, in healthy food, because, like, obviously you can get 1,000 calories of crisp, and that's nothing. But, like, of, like, rice and chicken, that's a lot, you know? So that's what I do, and it works for me personally. But yeah, Nicolette's meals are actually colorful and fun. Me, I'm not
the... Yeah, I, like, obviously, I think it's such an important thing to enjoy while you're eating. I think not enjoying your foods or cutting everything out that you enjoy is one of the biggest mistakes that can really lead to your downfall.
Yeah.
I remember, I think I said this before, but, like, there was this girl in college that I used to go with. And, you know, we'd have lunch together occasionally. And I used to love protein pancakes, and I would make them for myself with, like, chocolate, right? And I'd be eating it, and she's like, you can't eat chocolate if you're dieting. And I'm like,
if it fits into my fucking calories.
What do you mean? It fits my, literally my calories, my macros, everything. I was like, yes, of course you can. And she's like, no, you're not going to get anywhere like with that. And I was like,
bet,
because I was on my peak physique. Like, yeah, there was no chance. You cannot tell me that. I just thought it was crazy because other people think like this. It's
oh, and also don't get it twisted. Like, we have, there's two examples here. I don't track my calories.
Yeah, Nicolette, I'm an avid tracker.
Nicolette is an avid tracker. I don't track at all. And we both still get lean. So, like, you don't have to track to get lean. You just have to be wary of what you're putting in. Like, portion size control is the main thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, control your portion sizes, control how much you're eating, and from there you can take
it. I like tracking because I like to prioritize my protein intake, and I like knowing how much I have in a day. So that's kind of like the main reason I'm tracking, and also calories, to see that I'm not too high. But I'm not really bugged if it's like too high either. You know, if I'm hungry, I'm hungry, I'm gonna eat. But like, I have like 3 meals in a day. 2 of them are actually like quite substantial. Some of my favorite proteins include like eggs, egg whites, lean minced beef, chicken, not so much. I don't really get along with chicken as well as Farouk does. And then nutrition, like oranges, strawberries, spinach. Like, these are things I eat every single day. I'm so proud. Like, I'm so proud. You know, and then like my kind of like middle meal, because I like feeling, I like feeling full too. Like, if I don't feel full, it's not a good time. But if I feel full, I'm like, okay, I can go on with my day, you know? And then like kind of like a middle meal, I make like pudding, protein pudding with walnuts, strawberries. Like, I have to enjoy my meals.
Yeah.
I have to enjoy them. And carbs are not your enemy.
No, they're not.
At all.
Just control it. Like, everything, control the amount of carbs you're putting into your
body. That's the thing, because, you know, people always say, like, oh, this much pasta or whatever, spaghetti, is how much you're actually meant to have, lol. And I'm like, well, yeah, like, put other stuff in it to make
it. And also, courtesy of, I know my brother's going to love this, courtesy of Jeff Nippard, science-based lifter, you don't have, even though you're cutting, you don't actually have to have 2.2 grams of protein per kg of body weight, or... what is it, 2 grams or a pound per gram. You know, you don't have to do that, actually, because studies now show when it comes to protein, you can check it out, by the way, don't take my word for it, I'm just regurgitating. It showed that you actually don't need that much. Like, you can literally, like, for example, realistically, by that metric, I'm meant to have, like, I think it's like a day, 220, 230 grams of protein.
Which is substantial.
Yeah, I get pretty close to that, to be honest. I mean, I like, sometimes I even hit it, like, you know, like, every day, but, like, the thing is, you're meant to have, is based off the old research, that's what you're meant to have. But now it shows that if you literally have, like me, if I have like anywhere between 130 to 200, like,
which, guys,
you know, and you don't understand, 130 like is so low, but you would think, you know,
I disagree. I think 130 is high.
No, but obviously, but
a substantial amount of protein that most people do not.
Yes, but for someone that's 90 kg,
I get what you're saying, but I feel like it's still substantial. Like, you would need protein with every meal.
Yeah, no, but still, that's the thing. So, like, that's the thing is, like, studies have now shown that, like, even at like 90 kg, you can have like 130 grams of protein, you still be fine. Mm-hmm. You know, like you're still kind of like hitting your protein intake efficiently. Like, could you be way more efficient? A little bit more, but like apparently like after like X amount, it's like negligible. Like, look it up anyway. Jeff Nippard, go look him up on TikTok. He actually talked about it. It was actually really interesting.
Yeah.
And yeah. No,
I think protein is great for filling you up regardless. So like, yeah, if you're eating whatever and you're adding more volume with like vegetables or whatever, protein is great. Like,
yeah. Well, definitely when you're cutting, focus on your protein the most, because you want to keep as much muscle as possible, and the only nutrient that keeps your muscle is protein when you're cutting.
Don't get it twisted.
Otherwise, you will lose any amount of muscle you have as you're cutting, and you obviously don't want that. You want to be tight and sexy. So.
Okay, and then on to the final part of this episode, which is slip-ups and accountability.
I don't slip up, so I don't have to be accountable. Fuck yourself.
This would be the greatest fitness influencer in history.
No, I'm joking. I actually really don't really though. But I guess I'm very, well, as I said, I'm very hardcore. Like, I'm in one of those people that's like, once I set my mind to something, like if I don't, I'm just like, you're a bitch. You can't. You know, like, I guess that's my accountability, you know, like, you know, that I try not to slip
yourself out.
Because I don't want to diss myself, you know. So like, but definitely slip ups are bound to happen. Like, it's not really easy, you know, to not slip up. Like, it happens, and it's just about being like, okay, I messed up. But it's not, you don't go like, okay, I guess since I messed up, I might as well just like stop. Or, well, I guess since I messed up like for this one meal, I might as well just not cut for the rest of the day or the rest of the week or the rest of whatever.
Maybe,
you know,
just give it up,
you know,
give it up. Like,
so like, you just be like, okay, I messed up. Like, you know, like, I haven't been keeping to my cut for like this last 2 weeks, you know what, and I caught myself now. Let me go do that. Let me go work hard. Let me go put it back with work and continue, you know? And that, I think, just being able to catch yourself, even if you mess up, and then continue from where you messed up, makes a massive difference. And obviously, if you want, have an accountability partner. Have someone who's in the journey with you, and you can both push each other.
Yeah.
That's obviously the best thing to do. But if you're doing it yourself, you need to be able to catch yourself and willing to be like, you messed up, go at it again.
Yeah, I agree. But I do think the whole, like, having someone, it's important in terms of talking, but if it's someone that like you gym together with or diet together with, I don't know, I'm not a fan of the approach. Not because you can bring each other up, because obviously you can bring each other down as well, right? Sorry, I meant that the other way around, but you get what I'm saying. Yeah. It's not that, it's that I like the idea of being very individually dependent on yourself to keep yourself accountable. And once you're there, there's no going back. You're not relying on anybody. You're just like,
yeah, you are your own muse.
That's the thing. I think, you know, slip ups are bound to happen, especially like at the start. If you're like a beginner, if you don't enjoy what you're eating, or if you find it too much effort to either cook your meals or like whatever. And I think there are so many options today, even of ready-made meals that are high in protein.
Yeah, nutrients. They have HelloFresh.
There's so many options.
Different options. Pre-made meals. Yeah. Even your common, ordinary, like, Spar, Dunn's, they all have, protein meal. And you can literally buy, like, a pack of five for, like, maybe, like, $20 or whatever, 10. And then you're like, all right, this is this meal for X amount of days, you know? Yeah. Like, if you're too late, like, honestly, like, there's so many things there.
I agree. There's so many options, and you don't have to cook for yourself like 3 times a day. I think we're in a privileged position that we work from home, so we're able to cook our lunches at home or dinners, whatever. But if you're not, you know, there's options, or prepping the night before or like whatever. And put in, like, it's not like, oh, I'm putting so much effort. Like, you're putting this effort for yourself.
Yeah.
So like, it should never be seen as like a, oh, why am I doing this? Like, a waste of time. How is it a waste of time? You're looking
future
out
you will thank you.
You know what I mean?
Like, damn.
It's, I don't know. I think my biggest tip anyway is to enjoy while you're eating. I think it's so important to actually like while you're eating. And don't get me wrong, like, you can actually grow to like things, because if you're going from a only McDonald's diet, you're not really gonna like homemade meals as much, you know? So it's really important to like let yourself experiment.
If you're in an only McDonald's diet, do you have other things to worry about? I'm sorry.
Like, your blood test results. You know what I mean? Like,
your cholesterol. Your cholesterol.
Like, enjoy while you're eating and don't fully cut everything out. If you enjoy having a dairy milk, a chocolate bar, ice cream,
fit into
put that
calories.
In. Put that in. And
you just have to sacrifice a little bit more.
You know, calories aren't scary. My Fitness Pal, I use that for, like, you can scan so many things on that. Like, you know,
your the database is very big.
Your ordinary, like, spar, like, meal, you can just scan it, yeah. And it's there. And it's just getting an idea of calories in things. Not getting obsessive, but knowing, being aware.
Absolutely.
What's your biggest tip?
Yeah, just work hard, honestly, and work consistently. That's really, like, you guys are like, oh, my God, guys, it's really that simple.
Consistency, yeah.
Just be consistent and keep doing it and keep doing it hard. Mm-hmm. The longer you do it, the better your results you get. End of story, right? And you just keep doing that. Like, honestly, it really is that straightforward. You know, yeah. Like, whatever physique you have at the end of it doesn't matter. There's so much more that comes into play, like genetics, all these other things. Mm-hmm. But, like, you do you. Your biggest enemy is yourself, and you just keep working.
Well put. Good job.
Yeah.
I hope you guys found this useful.
Let us know if you want
to put you
more.
Off.
Yeah. If you did get put off, moving on.
Yeah, I hope we didn't make it sound like it's a lot, because it really.
Yeah, it's not, honestly. And
but yeah, if you want our workout routines, pay us. No, we'll make an episode.
We'll make an episode on it and so on and so forth. And but you have to let us know. Like, you actually have to comment and stuff. Like, you know, you just can't.
You literally have to DM us.
No, you don't have to DM us, but you can comment in any freaking thing. Like,
that
YouTube,
too.
Whatever.
But, you know, DMing works.
Even on. As you're listening, you can reply to the poll, you know, like, what do you think of this episode?
Spotify,
I liked
yeah.
it, and I would like to have an episode on doing the. Come on.
Like, if you really want to know the true source of our workouts.
Yeah, pay me. Anyway, go to the Patreon, subscribe, like everything. Hope you guys enjoyed. And we'll see you again next time.
Till next time.
Peace.